we've had a busy day today, a very enjoyable day today. We are glad that the special birthday celebration was done in honor of Sister Mamie Farmer. Amen. It is altogether fitting and proper that we show love and appreciation when we have the opportunity to do so. Some years ago, Dr. Jack Evans preached a sermon here at Hart Street entitled, Why Wait for the Funeral? And of course, his message was and centered on the fact that we should express appreciation and demonstrate love for family members and friends and brothers and sisters while they are still alive, while they can see the flowers, and while they can smell the roses, and while they can hear the words of encouragement and commendation. I think about the words of Solomon. When we look at Proverbs chapter 3 and verse number 27, he says, withhold not good from them to whom it is due when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. If you want to express appreciation, if you want to do something good for somebody that you love, if you want to encourage them, and you have the ability or the power to do it, then do it. Don't delay doing it. Don't put off doing it. Go ahead and let people know while you still have the opportunity. One of my favorite little poems, one that you have heard probably many times, 'twere better to carry a single flower to a living friend at any hour than to pile hosts of roses, white and red, upon his coffin when he's dead. So do what you can now to let people know you love them, to let people know that you appreciate them. I invite your attention at this time to the scripture lesson that was read. Jesus was involved in this context in a teaching situation. Jesus must have been a wonderful teacher, an attention-holding teacher. We refer to him as the master teacher. Jesus had the marvelous ability to take the long look with reference to his students. He was able to not only see them where they were, but he could look within them and see their potential and see what they could be down the road. And he could look into their future and determine how they would grow and how they would develop in the passing of time. That's one of the reasons why he was the master teacher. He was a master of human nature. He knew what was in men. He understood human psychology and human growth and development. He understood everything there was to know and understand about men. He knows you very well. He knows me very well. He fully understands my constitutional makeup. He understands my tendencies, my propensities, my strengths and my weaknesses, my flaws, and he understands my full potential, and I'm glad that he does. But his teaching, his preaching, sometimes in a special way captured the interests of his auditors or of his students. And we find the case in our lesson text where I think this is evident. And I'd like to call this, and I'm going to talk just a very few minutes, the spontaneous excitement of an anonymous woman. The spontaneous excitement of an anonymous woman. We want to look very briefly at the person, the passion, the proclamation, and the proper perspective. Luke 11, 27 through 28. And it came to pass, as he spake these things, a certain woman, she's not identified, but a certain woman who was in the audience of the company. So she was an anonymous woman. There are so many anonymous Bible characters, characters that are not given a name, but yet they have a significant place in sacred scripture. So I don't know what this woman's name was, but she exhibited spontaneous excitement. She was a passionate person. She exemplifies that passion, that spirit of enthusiasm and excitement by lifting up her voice. And she said, somewhat spontaneously, or perhaps impetuously, she said unto him, now she's talking to the teacher, she's talking to Jesus, and she just burst out in excitement and said, looking at Jesus and talking to Jesus, she said, blessed is the womb that bare thee. And she was saying, in essence, I bet your mama is so proud of you. If she's not, she has every reason to be. She has good reason to feel very good about you. She was so impressed with his teaching. So she said, blessed is the womb that bare thee, and the breast at which you have nursed, or it says here in the King James, the paps which thou hast sucked. So Jesus was very balanced in his approach and in his evaluation of situations. And Jesus was calm, although Jesus, I think, had a great personality, and I think Jesus was a very joyful person, and I think Jesus was a person who drew people to himself. The common people heard him gladly. Sinners and publicans were attracted to him. Little children found Jesus to be friendly and accommodating. So this woman, she said, blessed is the womb that bare thee, and the breast which thou hast nursed at, or at which thou hast nursed. But Jesus, he did not allow that to go to his head. He didn't say, well, thank you so much, ma'am. I certainly appreciate that. Yeah, thank you. No, he didn't do that. And there's nothing wrong with being excited. There's nothing wrong with being enthusiastic. As a matter of fact, God wants us to be enthusiastic. God wants us to be joyful. God wants us to be excited. God wants us to be zealous. But he wants us to keep things in their proper perspective. Jesus said in response to her proclamation, Jesus said, yea, rather, let me put this in proper perspective. He says, yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. You can be excited. You can get excited and very enthusiastic. But keep in mind that the ones that are really blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. So we should give precedence. We should give preeminence. We should give priority to those that hear the word of God and keep it. Those are the folk who are truly blessed. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Psalm 119 and verse 97. Psalm 119 verse 103. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Matthew 24 and verse 35, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Paul, in bidding farewell to the Ephesian elders at Miletus, in Acts chapter 20 and verse 35, said, now I commend you to God and the words of his grace, which are able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all of those that are sanctified. Get excited about the Lord. Get excited about serving the Lord. Get excited about worshiping the Lord. There's a blessing in it, but it is more important to get excited about the word of God and to commit yourself to being obedient to it. The lesson is yours. Do you need to thoughtfully and sincerely respond to the word this evening? Do you need to begin implementing the word in practice in your life? Are you willing to make that commitment this evening? If you are, we invite you to do it now as we together stand and as we sing.
596. God is calling the